Smith has 34 to lead the Eagles. Chris Condy with 3. C.J. Roby with 7. Mallory Gunderson with 3. And for the Kalignic Huskies, Travis Tunglund, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, leads all scores with 36. Sean Nelson, who fouled out, with 16. Matthew Olson with 14. Chris Apokadok with 4. And Edward Kapitak has 2 to round out the Huskies scoring. So Coach George Cromer's Eagles with a tall task in front of them here. 8 minutes to go in this one, getting ready for the start of the fourth quarter. And they trail the Kalignic Huskies 72-48. A lot of action, fast-paced game, some really good shooting by both teams, and a couple of career games by Brandon Smith and Travis Tunglund as they duke it out for high-scoring honors. And Kalignic went and bound the ball far side, and the fourth quarter is underway. Goes from a pocket deck into Olson to Kapitak, right side to Larson. Larson gets it down to Tunglund, outside at three-point line, right corner. Top to Kapitak, back to Olson, left wing. Back at Kapitak, he gets it to Larson. Larson launches a 3, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound by Tunglund, he fakes, goes up and under, and lays it in. And he starts the fourth quarter off, just as he has the last 3, and here's a steal. As Olson steals the ball from Brandon Smith and goes up and lays it in. Still full court pressure being applied. Here's a pass to Mallory Gunderson. Her pass for Bowsey is knocked loose. CJ grabs it, kicks it out to Brandon Smith. Brandon launches a 3. No good. The rebound is tipped away by CJ Roby. Bodies go to the ground. And we got an injury here on the floor as number 41, a pocket deck for Kalignic, holding his knee, but now he gets up and he's walking around. Looks like he's able to put weight on it. The foul is called loose ball foul on C.J. Roby. That'll be C.J.'s 3rd. Two bodies just flying after the ball. Not sure why C.J. got flagged for that one, but he does. And now here's a pass from Matt Olson. He gets it into a pocket deck who shows no ill effects and puts in a reverse layup. It's 78-48. Brandon Smith now with the ball in the far court. And Brandon has it knocked away, tries to save it in, and dribbles on the out-of-bounds stripe. 6:54 to go here in this one. And Sand Point trailing by 30 now to Kalignic Huskies. And Olson inbound, gets it to Pocketuck. Nice pass inside to Kapitak, and he puts it up and in. Kalignic has been very impressive in this one. C.J. Roby takes the inbounds pass, drives down, goes in the lane, reverse, goes up and under, no good. And the rebound taken by Kapitak out to Olson. He's going one-on-one against Brandon Smith. Lobs it across for Travis Tunglund, and he puts it in. Nice work there on the fast break by Kalignic. And they've slapped up 10 quick points in the first minute and a half of the fourth quarter. C.J. Roby now brings the ball down. He goes up and under again, and it rolls off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Kapitak to Olson. He's going against Brandon Smith. Brandon knocks it out of bounds. And Pocketock is on the floor again for Kalignic in the backcourt, but it looks like he just lost a shoe. So he's going to get laced back up there, and he'll rejoin the action in the front court. 6:13 to play, fourth quarter. Kalignic 82, Sandpoint 48. And now we have number 3, Brandon Nelson, checking in for Kalignic, and somebody needs to get off the floor. And Apokadok comes off the floor. He didn't know that he was being replaced. Here's an inbounds pass by Tunglund, and he gives it to number 22, Kapitak, and he lays it up and in. 84-48. Mallory's pass to Brandon Smith is nearly lost, but he gets it back, goes up for the left-handed lay-in, and it's good. Brandon with his first 2 of the fourth quarter, 36 in the game, and it's 84-50 with 5:50 to play. Here's a pass intercepted by Troy Bowsley. Gets it off to Brandon, and he's bringing it back across the timeline. It tries a spin move and loses the ball, and Matt Olson takes it away and goes the length of the court and lays it in. Matt Olson now with 18 in the game for Kalignic. C.J. Roby throws a long pass to Troy Bowsley. Troy goes up, fakes, goes up. Nice move by Troy, and he gets his first 2 of the game. Nice fake by Troy Bowsley to send Travis Tunglund flying by out of bounds, and he cuts the lead to 34 at 86-52. Matt Olson outside the three-point arc. Left side on the wing now to Tunglund down lower left corner, and that shot is knocked down there by Larson. Robert Larson with his first 2 of the game, 88-52. C.J. Roby brings it up. Brandon Smith launches a 3 right below us, and off the rim, no good. Rebound is knocked out here, picked up by Olsen. He is going down to Tungling. He goes in for the reverse layup, and he puts it in. Tungling with 6 in the quarter, 42 in the game. And Sandpoint coming back with it. Brandon Smith inbounds to C.J. Roby. Goes down to the right side, puts up a jump shot, and good by C.J. C.J. with 9 in the game. Now here's a steal. C.J. Roby gets a steal. They call over and back, even though C.J. did not have possession in the front court for Sandpoint. Bad call there, but the ball's going to go back to the Huskies. And Timmy Lundgren checking in for the Eagles, and he'll be replacing somebody. The Eagles have 6 players on the floor, and the ball is inbound while they still have 6, but Nicky Mack gets to the sideline without a call. And the ball goes to Cap Attack. His pass for Brandon Nelson is off the mark and goes out of bounds, and the ball will be turned over to the Eagles. 4:35 to play, 90-54, Kalignic leading Sandpoint. Brandon Smith with the left hand dribbles down in front of us, drives, and the ball is knocked away, and the referee said it hit the end line right below us. Matthew Olsen not happy with that call. Thought he had a steal, and it looked like it from here. Brandon inbounds to C.J. He drives, goes up, and passes it right to Olsen. Olsen now driving down the length of the court against Timmy Lundgren. Passes across the lane, and a nice dish there for number 22, Edward Kapitak. He's got 6 in the quarter, 8 for the game, and it's 92-54 as Kalignic threatens to throw up triple digits. Brandon Smith, a nice pass off to C.J. Roby, and C.J. lays it in. C.J. has 11 in the game. Here's a long pass now by Matt Olsen to Kapitak, and the ball's on the floor, but he gets it back to Olsen as both teams now have all players in the front court. Kapitak drives in, loses the ball. It's on the floor, and he kicks it out to Olsen again. Looks like a pinball machine out there. Tungling inbounds or puts the ball in the lane for number 33, Larson. His shot is blocked, but it goes to Tungling, and he puts it up and in off the glass. 44 points in the game for Travis Tungling. Kalignic 94, Sandpoint 56. Reverse dribble by C.J. Roby. Brandon Smith launches a long three off the front of the rim. No good. Nice rebound by Troy Bowsley. Gets it to C.J. Roby. Sets a screen. C.J. drives for the reverse layup, and it's up and in. Nice move by C.J. C.J. with 13 in the inbound. C.J. steals the inbounds pass. Goes up with the hook shot. No good, but Mallory Gunderson there for the putback. Mallory with 5 in the game. Nice hustle there by the Eagles. They haven't quit. You got to love that about this Eagles team. And now here's the pass saved there by Nelson, and he's trapped. He bounce passes the ball to Kapitak, puts it out to Tunglin, and he puts a shot up and in from the stripe, and he has 10 in the quarter and 46 for the game. And he's looking at the coach like, what did you want me to do? And now with 2:48 to go, a timeout on the floor. I think Coach George Cromer called that one. Let's see what we have. And looks like a 30-second timeout by George. And with 2:48 to play in the game, it's Kalignic 96, Sandpoint 60. And we'll recap the leading scores for you quickly here. For Sandpoint, Brandon Smith with 36, C.J. Roby with 13, 5 for Mallory Gunderson, 3 for Chris Conde, 2 for Troy Bowsley. For the Kalignic Huskies, Travis Tungling leads all scorers with 46, 16 by Sean Nelson, 8 by Kapitak, 2 by Larson, 6 by Apokadok, and 18 by Matt Olsen. Sandpoint inbound far side half court, Brandon Smith with it, 2:48 to go. He takes the ball from there, free and inbounds to C.J. Roby, dribbles back to Brandon for fakes a three, now drives the lane and goes up and over 3 Huskies and drops it in. Nice shot by Brandon. He's got 38 in the game. The Huskies come across in there. They didn't get away with the traveling as Olsen went to pass and lost the handle. Took a couple extra steps there, a little electric slide, and he's called for the traveling violation with 2:33 to go. 96-62. Sandpoint was down by 40, but they're on an 8-2 run. And here's Brandon for a long three off the rim. No good. Rebounded underneath by Mallory. Nice rebound. Kicks it back out to Brandon for another three. No good, and that rebound is taken down by Matt Olsen. Timmy Lundgren hustling. He lobs a pass to number 3. Nelson missed a shot. There's another miss. Nelson gets it back in and out. And C.J. Roby with a long pass down court to Brandon Smith. He goes to the left hand, drives in. Blocking foul is called, and Brandon drops it in. Number 3, Brandon Nelson for Kalignic, apparently a crowd favorite, as their cheering section went wild when it looked like he was going to score, but he had 2 close-in shots that both rolled off the rim. Brandon Smith now drops in his 40th point of the game, and he'll go to the line, attempting the old-fashioned three-point play for the Eagles. 96-64, Kolignik by 32, 2:04 to go. Brandon dribbles, bends his knees, puts it up, and around it, no good. Rounded out, rebound by Olsen, his pass deflected by Brandon Smith. Gets it to Mallory Gunderson, Mallory to C.J. Roby. C.J. lays it up and in. Nice defense by Sandpoint. C.J. with 8 and a quarter, 15 in the game. A near steal by Brandon Smith, but Capitac goes by him, gets the ball to Steve Nelson, blocked by Timmy Lundgren. Long pass down court to Brandon Smith. Brandon lays it up and in with the left hand. And now Sandpoint applying full court pressure. Capitac gets it in the front court. 96-68. Kolignik. Capitac goes in, puts it up, no good. The rebound by Timmy Lundgren. Timmy now throws a long pass to C.J. Roby. C.J. drives the lane against three defenders, kicks it out to Brandon for a three from the left wing. Back of the rim, no good. C.J. with the rebound. And he goes up and lays it up, no good. And the ball's on the ground, and it comes off to Matt Olsen. Matt Olsen, nice hustle by C.J. Roby as he stole that lob pass intended for Brandon Nelson. He brings it across with a minute 10 to go. Drives the lane, loses the ball in the lane. It's on the floor, taken off there by Robert Larson. Now stolen back by C.J. He goes in, puts up a jump shot, no good off the glass, and saved inbounds by Brandon. Brandon Smith does a reverse dribble, nice move, lays it up, no good. C.J. with the rebound, no good. Gets his own rebound, puts it up, no good. Woo! And 51 seconds to go, we have a stoppage in play as we finally get a foul called there following some wild action on the boards. That foul is going to go against number 41, Chris Apokadok for the Huskies. And C.J. Roby, bent over, hands on his knees, will go to the line for a pair. C.J. dribbles, puts the first one up, and bounces around and in. He earned that one. Good work on the boards by Sandpoint. Good hustle. They were down by 40, and they've just continued to fight. And have cut the lead to 27. That one's off the front of the iron, rebounded by Apokadok to Olsen. Throws it down to Larson. Larson lobs it over for Brandon Nelson, intercepted by C.J. Roby. He gets it down to Brandon Smith all alone, and Brandon lays it in. Sandpoint playing a little pressure and cherry pick game right now. And here's a drive by Capitac. He just plows into C.J. Roby. No call. C.J. goes to the floor hard. He's laying on the ground. The ball went out of bounds. It'll be Sandpoint basketball. Timmy Lundgren there checking on C.J. He gets up. Round of applause from the crowd here as the school day is over and the work day is ending and getting some more fans in the stands here. I said Sandpoint basketball, but it's going to be given to Kolignik, and they inbounds, and here's a jumper from the left side by Matt Olsen, and he's got 20 now. 98-71 with 24 seconds left. C.J. gets it to Brandon, who launches a long three off the back of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Timmy Lundgren. Timmy drives, and he's blocked from behind, and the ball's out of bounds to Sandpoint with 14 seconds to play. Went off the foot of a Kolignik player. Huskies 98, Eagles 71. Timmy Lundgren inbound right below us. He'll inbound to C.J. Roby. Kicks it out to Brandon Smith. Takes a three, drives in for a two, puts it up, rolls, no good. Ball tipped around. Brandon gets the rebound, goes up again. No good off the back of the iron. Olsen rebounds. Here's a pass out. Intercepted by C.J. Roby. C.J. drives up and lays it in as the buzzer sounds. And that's going to end this first round game between Sandpoint and Kolignik. The final score in a frenetic, fast-paced game. The Kolignik Huskies prevailed 98-73 over the Sandpoint Eagles. We'll recap the scoring for you quickly here. Let me get some totals together. 26, 48, 25. 26-25, Kolignik outscoring Sandpoint in the final quarter. And the leading scorers, let's see, we got Brandon Smith with 44 for the Eagles. C.J. Roby, who had 11 in the final quarter, ended with 18. Three by Chris Condi, five by Mallory Gunderson, nice game by Mallory, and two by Troy Bowsley. And I might have missed one there somewhere. We'll have to recap later and see what we come up with. But 73, the total for Sandpoint. And for Kolignik, Sean Nelson had 16. Edward Capitac had 8. Robert Larson with 2. Chris Apokadok with 6. Matthew Olsen had an even 20. And the leading scorer for both teams was Travis Tunglin, who tallied 46 in the winning effort for for the Kalignic Huskies. So that's your final score in the first game of our triple header here on KSDP Radio. Kalignic 98, Sandpoint 73.